So Hanuman Chalisa was written by the great sage Tulasidasa.
So Tulasidasa, like it is said that he, here like Tejomayananda gives a different story that he was sick and then he wrote Hanuman Chalisa and then his sickness was cured, illness was cured. But what I have heard is that Rama didn't appear to Tulasidas because Rama said that unless you praise my devotee, my ardent devotee, I'll not give my show my form to you. So Rama said that you should praise Hanuman first if you have to get my vision. So that's the reason why Tulasidasa wrote Hanuman Chalisa. That speaks about Hanuman's devotion towards Rama. Hanuman's total devotion towards Rama. So Hanuman Chalisa. Chalisa means like 40 dohas. Dohas means couplets, we can say shlokas kind of thing. But it's in typical Hindi, not Hindi, we shouldn't say, I don't know the exact language, okay, it is Avadi, it's called Avadi. Dohas are generally in Avadi, like Kabir Dohas and all, Avadi, Uttar Pradesh language, which is in Ayodhya, that's what Tejomayananda says. So it's like more or like Hindi, it's not Sanskrit, more like Hindi. Dohas, two lines of shlokas. 40 shlokas in total. So Hanuman Chalisa. Chalisa means 40. So there are many even in Hanuman Chalisa it speaks about the purpose or Phalashruti of chanting this. So in many cases Phalashruti is considered to be more Arthavadam. Gita Phalashruti is considered by Paramatma as just Arthavadam. But my father has asked a lot of people to learn Hanuman Chalisa and chant it daily 7 times. So if a person does that like for a few days, then whatever he desires or his desires will be completely fulfilled. And it has happened like with few people. Same as Prashati, chanting Prashati for 41 days with any desire, that desire gets fulfilled. Many things, I'm not going to quote any in particular, but there have been many scenarios, things, impossible things have happened by chanting Hanuman Chalisa as well as Trishati. So Hanuman Chalisa is very powerful. Speaks about Hanuman, but it is very powerful at the Vyavaharika level. So there is a Dhyana Shloka, which is Dhyana Shloka or two Dhyana Shlokas in before the Chalisa, before the 40. So I have learnt in the raga that M.S. Subbalakshmi sings. So in the 40 shlokas are split into 5 group, each with 8 shlokas. So each 8 shloka is in one raga. So 5 ragas in total plus the dhyana shloka. So dhyana shloka, I'll read out the words and then I'll sing it. So you can learn it. Shri Guru Charana Saroja Raja Nijamanu Mukura Sudhari Bharanau Raghubara Vimala Jasu Jodhayaka Phalachari. So here Tejomayananda gets a little different Dayaku, he says, but Dayaka is what I have learned. So I'll sing what I have learned. We can follow that and then meaning wise we can change. So this is the first shloka. The second is Buddhihina Tanu Janike Sumirau Pavana Kumar Bala Buddhi Vidya Dehu Mohi Harahu Kalesa Vikara. Shri Guru Charana Saroja Raja.
Shri Guru Charana Saroja Raja
Nijamana Mukura Sudhari
Nijamana Mukura Sudhari
Baranau Raghubara Vimala Jasa
Baranau Raghubara Vimala Jasa
जो दायक फल चारी,
जो दायक फल चारी,
बुद्धिहीन तनु जान के,
बुद्धिहीन तनु जान के,
सुमिरौ पवन कुमार,
सुमिरौ पवन कुमार,
बल बुद्धि विद्या देहु मोहि, बल बुद्धि विद्या देहु मोहि, हरहु कलेश विकार,
हरहु
कलेश विकार. So this is, I forgot the raga, this is the raga that is sung in the morning of the day. Bhupalam, it's called Bhupalam, is the raga. It's the raga that is sung in the early morning. Shri Guru Charana Sarojaraja,
Shri Guru Charana Sarojaraja,
Nija Mana Mukura Sudhari,
Nija Mana Mukura Sudhari,
Baranau Daguvara विमल जस,
विमल जस,
जो दायक फलचारी,
जो दायक फलचारी,
बुद्धिहीन तनु जान के,
बुद्धिहीन तनु जानिके,
सुमिरौ पवन कुमार,
सुमिरौ पवन कुमार,
बल बुद्धि विद्या देहु मोहि,
बल बुद्धि विद्या
विकार,
हरहु कलेश विकार.
विल थ्री और फोर टाइम्स सिंग टुगेदर. श्री गुरु चरण सरोज रज, निज मन मुकुर सुधारी, वरणौ रघुबर विमल जस, जो दायक फल चारी, बुद्धिहीन तनु जान के, सुमिरौ पवन कुमार, बल बुद्धि विद्या देहु मोहि, हरहु कलेश विकार. जो धायक फलचारी,
बुद्धिहीन तनु जानिके, सुमिरौ पवन कुमार, बल बुद्धि विद्या देहु मोहि, हरहु कलेश विकार.
श्री गुरु
चरण सरोज रज, निज मन मुकुर सुधारी, वरणौ रघुबर विमल जस, जो सुमिरौ पवन कुमार, Devumoni Haravukalesa Vikara Sri Guru Charana Sarojaraja Nijamana Mukura Sudhari Bharanau Raghubara Vimalajasa जानिके सुमिरौ पवन कुमार बल बुद्धि विद्या देहु मोहि हरहु कलेश विकार
बुद्धिहीन तनु जानिके तनु जानि नाकै बतन जानिके So, Shri Guru Charana Saroja Raja. Shri Guru Charana, Shri Guru Charanam, Shri Guru Charanam Saroja Raja. Sarojam, Sarojam means like lotus. Saroja Charana, Shri Guru Saroja Charana of the Gurus. Gurus Saroja, lotus feet. Raja Nijamana Mukura Sudhari. So Raja, Raja means dust. So Raja, Nijamana Mukura Sudhari. So Nijamana, Sudhari, like Sudhari means, Nijamana, Nijamana means like my mind, Nijamana, Mukura. So Nijamana Mukura. Mukura means like Sudhari means cleaning. And Mukura like has to be here. Kannadi. That like it is, which is
where? Kannadi Kannadi.
Yeah, in the Kannadi chalita like Mukuram chalarta, like Mukuru chalarta. It means like that which is like very pure. That means like a mirror. It's pure like a mirror. So Shri Guru means like here, like Shri Guru means Guru. Guru means in this, for this work the Guru is Hanuman. So, Tulasidas is telling, Hanuman's lotus feet, the dust of Hanuman's lotus feet purifies the mind. So my mind, which is like a pure mirror, that has been purified by Hanuman's lotus feet dust. So dust of Hanuman, Pada Duli, Taniyam Sam Pamsum, Tavacharana Panke Ruha Bhavam. Out of the Pada Duli, what all happens, we know, like Shankara says, that is what here happened. Amrita Gita Anandapuri, whenever he meets Amma, before singing bhajan for her daily darshan, while Amma gives daily darshan there, Amrita Gita Anandapuri starts the bhajan, he sings for 2-3 hours and then go. So he meets Amma, he like prostrates her feet, not just her feet. He like touches Amma's, the below of Amma's feet, and then he takes it over his head. So that means Padaduli has like that great Mahima, that's what here he says. And one like Bharanau means like Raghubara means like Raghu's family in Raghu Kulam. So in Raghu Bharanau, so Bharanau means like now. Bharanau means now. Raghuvara Vimala, Vimala Jasa. So Vimala Jasa, Jasa means like fame. And fame which is Vimalam, Vimala means without malam, without any impurity. So in Raghukula, in Raghu's family, that means Rama is considered the greatest king in Raghu Vamsham. So Raghu Vamsha, Rama is considered the greatest king. So in Rama's family, one whose fame is like one whose fame is very high, which is pure. And that Hanuman I am praising. And what does happen like because of praising Hanuman? Jo Dayaka Phala Chari. Chari Phala. Chari phala means four phalas. Four phalas means the four purusharthas, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. So whatever is needed in life, that is got by Hanuman. That is what Tulsidas says. And then the next shloka he says, buddhihina, buddhihina, tanu janike, sumirav pavana kumara. So, sumirav is like another word for like, which denotes Hanuman. And pavana kumar means the son of Pavanan. Pavana Sutta Hanuman we say. So for Pavana Sutta Hanuman, oh Pavana Sutta Hanuman, buddhihinam, I am without any buddhi, I am without any knowledge. Tanu janike, janike no, tanu means you. So you know that I am without any knowledge, I don't have any knowledge. Thereby, oh Hanuman, bala buddhi vidya dehu mohi. So give me bala buddhi and vidya dehu. Dehu means give balam buddhi and vidya. Balam means like the strength to face things at the physical level, the mental level, intellectual level, the strength. And buddhi. Buddhi means strong intellect, proper working intellect, and vidya. So these are the three things which we can say is required in the spiritual path. So all these you give. So not only giving this is enough, but mohi harahu. So mohi harahu, like all my mohas, all my delusions, you remove and kalesa vikara. So kalesa vikara. Vikara means like modifications or bad modifications. Kalesa means remove. Oh Hanuman, give me all this and remove the afflictions of my mind. All the afflictions of my mind. Give me positive vibrations and remove negative vibrations. So it is like, one is that the Padaduli, like there is something very very sreshtam about Padaduli, the Sadgurus or Ammas Padaduli. The Guru's Padaduli is something which is very sreshtam. Padam itself is sreshtam. The Paduka is sreshtam. So what to speak about the Padaduli? So that is very sreshtam. That's what comes out. And then if Tulasidas is praying to Hanuman saying, I am ignorant and give me all this, that shows his surrender, that shows his humility, that shows his, that he is like a child, like Amma said, childlike nature. Only a child can grow, only a child can learn, only a child can progress. That is what it shows. And if we pray it in the same way, then phalachari, we will get phalachari. And in order for us to get phalachari, we will get bala buddhi vidya, and our afflictions of the mind, vikaras, will be completely eliminated. Okay, that's the we'll see the first 8 shloka and stop. So that is clear, right? Like you can listen later and then learn the raga. Maybe I'll sing tomorrow like the entire thing. Or like you can, if you go to musicindiaonline.com, like you can find MS singing, so that itself you can learn. So the next, like the original shlokas of the Chalisa are very simple. They are not this long. They are very simple. So the first is, Jai Hanuman Jnana Guna Sagara, Jai Kapi Satihu Loka Ujagara. Jai Hanuman Jnana Guna Sagara, Jai Kapi Satihu Loka Ujagara, Jai Hanuman Jnana Guna Sagara, Jai Kapi Satihu Loka Ujagara, Jai Hanuman Jnana Guna Sagara, Jai Kapi Satihu Loka Ujagara. Rama Duta Atulita Baladama, Anjani Putra Pavana Sutanama, Madhuta Atulita Baladama, Anjani Putra Pavana Sutanama, Mahavira Vikrama Bajarangi Kumati Nivara Sumati Kesangi
Mahavira Vikrama Bajarangi Kumati Nivara Sumati Kesangi
Kanchana Bharana Biraja Suvesha కానన కుండల కుంచిత కేశ కంచన భరణ విరాజ సువేశ కానన కుండల కుంచిత కేశ హాత భజ్ర ఔజా విరా
జన
I forgot the raga. So I'll sing all the eight together and then like we'll see the meaning and then you can learn separately.
Jai Hanuman Jnana Guna Sagar Jai Kapisati Huloka Ujagar Rama Duta Tulita Baladama Anjani Putra Bhavana Sutanama Mahavira Vikrama Bajarangi Kumati Nivara Sumati Kesangi Kanchana Bharana Biraja Suvesha Kanana Kundala Kunchita Kesha Hatabha
forgot I guess. Okay. Kanchana Bharana Viraja Suvesa Kanana Kundala Kunchita Kesha Ata Bajra Udvaja Viraje Kante Munja Jane Osaje Shankara Suvana Kesari Nandana తేజ ప్రతాప మహాజగవందన విద్యావాన గుణి అతి చాతుర రామ కాజ కరివే కో ఆతుర ప్రభు చరిత్ర సునివే కో రసియా రామ లక్షణ సీతామన బసియా రామ లక్ష్మణ జానకి జయ బోలో హనుమాన్ కీ రామ లక్ష్మణ జానకి జయ బోలో హనుమాన్ కీ ఇస్ దేశ రాగా ఇట్స్ ఇన్ దేశ రాగా So Jai Hanumana, you can listen to MS, like if you search in it, like you will get MS singing Hanuman Chalisa, you can. So Jai Hanumana, Jnana Guna Sagara. So Tejomayananda gives us Jnana Guna Sagara, because it is Avadhi, right? It's not the same as Sanskrit. So Jai Hanumana, O Hanuman, Jai to you, Jnana Guna Sagara. So Jnanam and Gunam. So Gunam here means like good qualities, good virtues. Anjnanam sagaram. So jnana sagaram guna sagaram. Hanuman has like knowledge. He is perfect in knowledge. Did Hanuman have knowledge? He was a devotee. A devotee is not different from a jnani. Why? Tesham jnani nitya yukta eka bhaktir vishishyati. Of the four devotees, jnani is the fourth. When a person completely surrenders to an avatara like Rama, then automatically he becomes a jnani. So jnanam automatically dawns. So there is one shloka from, I don't know from where, but it says that Hanuman speaks about different perspectives. Like he is a dasa to Rama. When something is there, he is this, that, but when jnanam, with jnanam, he is Rama, is his own self. Yeah, deha buddhya tu dasoham. If deha buddhi is there, then I am your dasa. Yeah, you can look up, like it is simple, but that shows that Hanuman has knowledge. Hanuman definitely has knowledge because he is a real Bhakta. So, Jnana Guna Sagara. So, if he is Jnana Sagaram, what is the point of praying him? If we pray him, we will also get that Jnana. If he is Jnana Sagaram, at least we will get like one bubble of Jnana, we will get. That is more than enough. Jai Kapisha. Kapisha and Kapisa. Tejomi Ananda, whatever reading he gives should be the right one because he knows like Tulasi Ramayanam and all Avadi. So Jai Kapisa, Kapisa, Kapisha. Kapisha means Vanara. Oh Jai Kapisha, oh Vanara. Vanara Sreshta. Tihuloka Ujagara. Tihu means three. Tihuloka in the third three worlds. Ujagara. Ujagara means one who is known. In the three worlds. Like how is he known in the three worlds? Because as Krishna says in many places in Gita and in Bhagavatam, he says that for a Bhakta, I am a slave to the Bhakta. If Ishvara's glory is present or like is his fame is there in like 14 lokas or 3 lokas, then his devotees fame also should be in the three worlds. So a devotee like Hanuman's fame is obvious that it is there in all the three worlds. So that means like he is also Jnana Sagaram. That itself means like wherever Jnanam is there, such a person will automatically become popular. That's the first one. And then Ramaduta Atulita Baladama. So Ramaduta, you are the Duta for Rama. So Ramaduta Atulita Baladama, Baladama, one who has Balam. And is it Atulitam, Tulyam, Tulana. In Hindi, Tulana means comparison. Atulitam means there cannot be any Tulana. His strength cannot, it has no bounds. That is the reason why he was able to jump the ocean, entire ocean in one leap. Jai Shri Ram, and he said and he jumped. He was able to do that. So his strength is Atulitam. Atulita Baladhama, he is Ramaduta and he has great strength. So Ramaduta, Ramaduta means wherever Hanuman is there, like he will be praising Rama. A true devotee, what does a true devotee do? A true devotee will always be speaking about Ishvara. Wherever he goes, wherever he is, he will always be speaking about Ishvara. Like my father always speaks about Amma, whatever comes up, wherever he is, whoever he is talking to, whatever is the subject matter, the cow story, he'll always speak about Amma. So a devotee like Hanuman is Ramaduta. Ramaduta means like Duta doesn't mean wherever whenever Rama needs to get cash from people, he sends Hanuman because Atulita Balam. He sent Hanuman as the Duta. And get it back. It's not that way. So Ramaduta means like he is always speaking about it. Messenger always stands for his Lord. So Hanuman is Ramaduta means he's always praising about Rama. That means he is always speaking about Rama. The presence of such a devotee, such a Duta like Hanuman is enough to send bliss. Like we don't need Rama to get bliss. Like Tulasidas got bliss through Hanuman. That is enough. So with the Duta, like Hanuman, we can immediately get bliss. And that bliss means like how will we get bliss by this Duta? Because this Duta is not a normal Duta. He is a Atulita Baladama. He has strength. Strength means Balam is not external Balam. Hanuman was small, so how can he have he cannot be he can't have more Balam than Asuras and all because they have big form. So Balam here means from all perspectives, like physical, mental, emotional, intellectual, all strength he has. So Atulita Balam he has. So Ramaduta, though he is Ramaduta, what do we gain out of being in the presence of the Ramaduta? He takes us to the bliss, he takes us to the state of bliss by giving us strength. Kaschid dhiraha pratyagatmanam aikshat. Dhira, a person who is brave, bold, who has balam, only such a person can proceed in the spiritual path where each moment there are obstacles. So that balam we get through Hanuman. The balam to proceed in the spiritual path, the balam to finally get blessed. That is the meaning of Ramaduta and Atulita Baladama. So wherever Hanuman is, like, that's the reason why people say, if you fear something, if you don't have, lack strength, chant Hanuman Chalisa, you will get balam. So that balam is not external balam, it is real balam, real strength of the mind. If there is strength in the mind, in the intellect, then body need not be huge. You can still have strength. So the real strength is when we are able to face the obstacles in life and realize. Stop not until the
goal
is reached. That is the strength. That is the strength like that we get from Ramaduta Hanuman. And Anjani Putra. Okay, all this is fine. Ramaduta and all is fine. Bliss is all fine. But we have to first start by who is Hanuman. Tell me who is Hanuman. I don't need to know Ramaduta and all. That all like is paramardhikam. Let me first start at the LKG. So tell me who is Hanuman. So Anjani Putra. So Anjani Putra or Anjana is generally the mother of Hanuman. So Anjana is the mother of Hanuman. Anjani Putra also is like some cases. It's Avadi probably. So Anjana is the mother of Hanuman. Anjani Putra and Pavana Sutta. Nama is also known as Pavanasuta. He is known as Pavanasuta because he is the son of Pavana or Vayudeva. So Vayu is like very powerful. Like Vayu is that really controls everything. The vital force, that is what is called as Prana. So that means Hanuma is the son of Vayu. That itself means he has Balam. And add to it the power of Rama. Like add to the Prana that we have. We have control over Prana and add to it the conscious principle to it, Amma's concept to it, it gets tremendous power. Next is Mahavira Vikrama Bajarangi. So he is Anjani Putra, Ravana Sutta Rama, and Mahavira. He is Mahavira. Mahavira means like Viram. Mahavira means like in war they say like Mahavira is one who can kill a lot of people. So it's called Mahavira. So Mahavira, he is Mahavira. He has like Viram or Viryam. Like he has real strength, courage, and Vikrama Bajarangi. So Vikrama like thing like Vikrama. Vikrama means he is like kind of Parakramam. That means like he is Mahavira. He has very like a lot of strength. And Vikrama. Vikrama means like he is a great warrior. He not only, some people might have like the strength, they may be Mahaviras, called Mahavira, but when they encounter Krishna, they will run away, like many people did in Mahabharata. So they will run away. So it's not like that. He is Mahavira and he is Vikrama. He is a great warrior. And Bajarangi means like he has a good body as well. So he is Mahavira. Mahavira means he has a reputation. He has a good reputation. And Vikrama, he is like a great warrior. He does fight. And Bajarangi, he has a good body. All these we will get if we worship Hanuman. That is also the way of telling. Kumati Nivara Sumati Ke Sangi. So that is about like Hanuman's mother and father. Hanuman's nature, he is a Mahavira, he is a Vikrama, Parakramam, and he is Bajarangi. But what does he do? What is his activity? Kumati Nivara. Kumati. Mati means buddhi, thought, or the mental thoughts, mind. Kumati means bad mind. So bad people or wicked thoughts, whatever are there, wicked people are there, or people with wicked thoughts, Nivara, he gets rid of that. Sumati means good thoughts. Ke Sangi. Sangi means he is with them. So what is this? What does this mean? Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya dushkatam. So it is not against Vedanta. It's the same thing that Vedanta says. That means he kills bad thoughts and he protects the good thoughts. That means, like, if we worship Hanuman, what will we benefit out of it? Like Krishna says, he will protect dharma and he will destroy adharma. Similarly, our bad thoughts will be destroyed by Hanuman and our good thoughts will be supported. Spiritual thoughts will be supported. Yeah, so Vikrama means like a very mighty person, like valor. That means he is a warrior. Like he has Mahavira means it's a term. That means like he has good reputation, he fights very well, he can kill a lot of people. And Vikrama means he has valor. He's a great warrior with valor. So we can mix both. Like Mahavira, he's a Mahavira, he's not like Mahavira who has like lot of strength, but he is a Vikrama as well. He demonstrated. And Bajarangi, Bajarangi means good body. We'll continue in the next day. It's already late. So these are the three of the eight we have seen. So again saying it. Jai Hanuman Jnana Guna Sagara Jai Kapishatihu Loka Ujagara. So this also like is a way of telling that whoever worships Hanuman, their fame also will spread in the three world. What is the purpose of spreading three world? You become all pervasive. When you become all pervasive, that is realizing Brahman. That is what is being explained here. And Rama Duta Tulita Baladama, he'll give us real strength because he is a Duta of Rama. Anjani Putra Pavanasutta Nama Mahavira Vikrama Bajarangi. And what does he do? Kumati Nivara Sumati Ke Sanyi. Yeah, we'll continue in the next. I'm sure.